My name is Nazla. I am the head of client experience at Berlin Rosen Orchestra for our content production arm. So I come from the agency side. I am not a legal professional by trade, but I tend to work a lot with legal professionals, especially at foundations, nonprofits, advocacy organizations, those clients who we consistently do branding and content work for. The beauty of being here is that I love content strategy and branding, so everything we're going to talk about feels very exciting to me, and you get to tell me that it doesn't necessarily feel exciting to you. And then we get to talk a little bit about how the legal perspective and the industry perspective interact together.
Yeah, and my name's Sarah Hall, and I'm in my 15th year as the Chief Legal Officer for ALSAC, which is the fundraising and awareness organization for St. Jude. We have DBAs in every state as St. Jude, so usually in non-lawyer settings, I skip the detail, but we were founded 5 years before St. Jude, hold all the trademarks, the assets, the property, the investment portfolio, and St. Jude focuses exclusively on saving children and research. And so we work together, and it's been amazing, I think, in the time that I've been here to watch us grow. When I came, our revenue was about $700 million, and now it's over $2 billion. And we didn't spend any money on advertising. And now we spend a pretty significant amount on advertising. So it's been interesting to watch the journey of how we've changed. This is my third GC job, and so I've been at different places, and different brands and different industries and different companies have very different strategies and approaches to content and strategy and branding, so we're excited to talk about it for nonprofits. And
Hi, Natalie Malone. I'm at ALSAC. I've been there 9.5 years. I work on lots of different areas, regulatory, regulated fundraising, IP international, and do a lot of contracts. So I see more of the operational side of how we get our campaigns out the door and work with our marketing department every day.
She's definitely the subject matter expert, and I'm the generalist at the table. So great. With that, we'll just start. We'll roll through the slides. Please feel free to raise your hand, say something, ask a question. We want to have this dialogue, and we can go slower or faster over certain sections, and we have scenarios at the back to talk through. So,
okay. So what are we even talking about when we say content strategy and branding? We get to work with foundations and nonprofits of every single different size, be it sort of 10, 15 person nonprofits all the way to the recognizable international and national foundations that you may have heard of. And a lot of them, when they come to us, tend to have a very strong understanding of how they want to be perceived by their audiences, how they want to connect with their audiences. And your brand is the connection that actually allows you to be able to do that, right? In short, your brand is every single way your audience gets to interact with you, whether online or offline, at events, through media, through interviews, partnerships, content, digital, advertising, you name it. All of that to us is a part of a cohesive brand story. And when we're talking about content strategy, we're specifically talking about how that brand comes to life through your own media channels. That, to most people, looks like advertising, right? It's the fundraising ads that we're running. It's probably maybe an out-of-home billboard, maybe a Facebook ad. It might be your social media posts. It might be your blog posts. It might be anything that your marketing team is creating, perhaps a pamphlet, any handouts, impact reports that you're giving out, third-party content and partnerships, anything that you're doing, like you mentioned, with corporate partners or anyone else. Influencer content tends to be a part of our content strategy and a very hot topic in the land of content these days. Anything that you're naming, specific events that you're hosting, partnership names, and then finally shared content. And when we say shared content, we usually refer to content that lives on...